deep in the cold recesses of a forgotten universe, amid the stars and planets and dangers yet to be discovered, eight strangers woke to find themselves shanghaied on a derelict spacecraft. Their only connection appeared to be their roughly equivalent disconnections from reality, even before their abduction. The gravity of their current predicament having been revealed, we now join our heroes at the start of their second day on the ship.
Alert! Alert! Asteroid field proximity 3,000 miles and closing. Alert! Alert! Telepath destruction assured.
I'm telling you for the last time, Cal, get away from it!
You'll have to kill me first, Jane!
Don't make me do it!
Guys, this is gonna resolve nothing. Can we please just put the guns away and calm the hell down?
Alert! Alert! We are seriously close to being destroyed. I'm not even kidding here.
That's it! I've had enough!
Todd! No! I mean, no.
My apologies. I was clearly the middle of this chapter and not the beginning. Not sure what happened there. Probably due to having some sort of writers think that two asteroid threats in two episodes in a row was a good idea.
Who is that, anyway? Is that the computer?
That cold autotune hunk of metal isn't fit to polish my... Let's skip ahead, or rather back, to the actual beginning of Infinite Variations, Chapter 2.
Hell again?
I don't even remember falling asleep. Seriously, is someone drugging me?
If they're drugging you, Kara, then they're drugging all of us. Feels like we've been sleeping for 40 panels.
How long is that in human time?
If you're Christopher Nolan, like an hour and 15.
What? We're still here? It wasn't just a bad dream? No!
What is with the no yelling thing, Jerry? You do that way too much.
It's Gene.
Whatever.
And it's referencing the final Darth Vader sequence from episode 3.
Yeah, I know. That's why you seriously need to stop doing it.
Seconded. But on a more relevant note, why in the Klingon Gahor are we back in these pods?
There are several questions I need answering, Larry.
It's Lucas?
That's the spirit.
Well, at least the lights are on this time. Todd, are you going to just sit there in that hibernation pod all day?
First off, not really a morning person. Assuming it's morning. Secondly, JR, yeah. Don't know if you noticed, but things have kind of gone to Mordor in a handbasket, and my little crutch here is soft and womb-like. Close the bubble lid, you're letting all my warm air out.
No time for crying into our frackin' oatmeal cupcakes. We got recon to do.
Oatmeal cupcakes? Gross!
Pipe down, Raymond.
Close enough.
I will take his oatmeal cupcake, if he's not eating it.
I don't know why we don't remember anything since we last woke up on this Lords of Cobol forsaken ship, but that's not important right now. I think it's best if we split into pairs, search the ship.
Search for what?
For a helm, of course. I was going to suggest the same thing. I thought of it yesterday. We also need to find any food and water that might be aboard. That's what Malcolm Reynolds would do.
Right. If you would let me finish, I was going to say that next. Well, except for the Malcolm in the Middle reference.
Malcolm Reynolds.
If his name isn't William Adama, I don't give a...
Is there any chance we're gonna stop falling back on the comparing genre characters bit anytime soon?
So, as I said, we're gonna split into teams and search the ship.
Is that safe? I mean, we don't know anything about this ship. What if someone tries to open a door and it turns out to be an airlock?
Sweet. Get away from her, you bitch!
Do you seriously still not grasp the situation? We're stranded in space on this rundown ship with no idea how to get back, and until we find some food, facing a very real chance of starvation. Rory! We really don't have any choice but to search the ship, so try to avoid doors that seem airlocky.
All right, Nuggets, here's how we're gonna do this. Larry, you go with Steve.
My name is Lucas.
Yeah, and I'm Gene.
Carl, you go with Sarah.
Cal.
Kara.
Todd, you go with CJ.
It's JR.
Yeah, and I'm... Wait, okay, that's one.
And that just leaves me and Chuckles over there.
Aren't you gonna correct her, Rory?
Hell no, she can call me whatever she wants. As long as it's not late to dinner, am I right? Guys? Am I right? Guys?
There are four doors out of this room. Each group will exit through one door and see where it leads. Keep your eyes on your six. You don't want to get lost. We have no idea as to the size of this ship.
Eyes on your six. Got it.
It is only because I find you marginally less annoying than most of the other dweebs on board that I'm going to let that slide for now. Let's move them out!
After you, Todd.
I've got to say, I was really afraid I would die in this room. So yeah, I guess let's go find a different room for me to die in.
That's dark, dude. Like, Alan Moore dark.
I'm a dark dude. In my D&D campaigns, I usually played a drow. In fact, what with being out here in space, I feel like a dark elf.
I was born in the 90s, so I don't get your elf joke.
But how could you even know to say that if you don't... Never mind. Let's get the show on the road. Can't even get my damn referential jokes to make sense today.
Well, shall we boldly go?
I will never understand your kind.
Captain's log, stardate. The Star Wars fan on board is unsurprisingly a tool.
Let's go, Chuckles. Time's a-wastin'.
Yeah, radio, Ace.
Sure is weird losing those few hours, huh? My sense of time has gone all Tarantino on me.
What are you babbling about?
You know, like how Tarantino does that dumb thing where he shows you an event at the beginning of the movie that's actually at the end, and then you spend the whole movie getting back to that event. It's a total mindfuck.
Let's, you and me not speak anymore.
I was just saying I don't like the gimmick.
Our heroes, now divided into couplets, explore their intergalactic gulag top to bottom, desperately looking for the control room. Several minutes later...
Then Paul McGann, and then Christopher Eccleston, and then David Tennant, Matt Smith, my personal favorite, and next in line, Peter Capaldi.
Wow, so you just kept right on talking, huh?
Whatever. Some people just don't appreciate great science fiction.
Great science fiction knows when to call it quits, unlike some shows I could mention.
Oh, you mean after half of one TV season? Damn it, this one's locked too.
Crap. And that's a total crock, by the way. I love sci-fi, I just prefer heroes without restart buttons.
Excuse me?
Here's the problem. If the good doctor dies, he just respawns with a shiny new body. Where's the drama? Where's the tension?
You don't understand Time Lords.
That may be half-pint, but I understand diversity.
I beg your pardon?
Line up all the Doctor Who actors and set them next to the crew of Serenity. Guess which side looks a bit monochromatic? Damn it, this one's locked too.
Didn't your show kill the one black male character and, due to another character death, permanently split up the other's biracial marriage?
Point. Shh. You hear that?
Maybe it's just one of the other groups?
Yeah. Maybe.
Meanwhile, in another section of the ship...
I think we might be going around in circles. I'm not sure, though. It's still really dark on this damn ship, and the freaking thing is huge. Todd, check that door right there.
Ugh, locked. Great.
Wish we could kick our way into one of these rooms, but the doors, they must be made of adamantium or vibranium or steel. Todd? You okay? Why are you sitting on the floor?
It just figures. You know, I was doing so well. Rolling 20s in life! Things were finally coming up, Todd! So of course I would get sucked into a spaceship without so much as a saving throw. Fuck my life.
You? What about me? I had a sweet 600 square foot apartment back home, packed to the rafters with long boxes full of trays, and my IKEA bookshelves were brimming with omnibuses and hardcover graphic novels. I had a cat named Loki, and the premier collection of bootleg Dinosaucers DVDs.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man. That actually makes me feel a lot better. I really appreciate that. Come on, let's find that control room.
I don't get it. Why would that make you feel better? Also, I had a shitload of tiger sharks on VHS.
Still, elsewhere on the ship.
Empty.
Yep, this one too.
I don't get it. Why even have these storage units if you're not going to store anything in them? It's not logical.
Oh, maybe they're used for smuggling. Maybe it's like the Falcon.
I highly doubt that.
Oh, I'm sure you'd prefer it if this were a Federation ship where everyone settles their differences with conference tables and pillow fights.
Huh, funny. So, explain to me again, how things in the future take place in the past, and then later films set further in that past look more futuristic?
Don't you badmouth the chronology. It's a singular vision that...
Hold up there, Jar Jar. There's something in this one. Look, it's a gun.
What the hell?
No, wait. There are two of them.
Whoa, be careful with those. We don't know how they work, and I sure as shit don't want to get shot.
Relax, they're set on stun. I think. Anyway, I thought you Star Wars fanboys loved blasters. You know, Han shot first and all that crap.
No. Han shot only. Greedo never even...
Guys! Anyone! Everyone, come quick! Follow the sound!
We'd better see what's up. Bring the guns, but be careful.
I thought you said they were set on stun!
Well, you know, they looked set on stun-ish. Over here! There's a door open!
Yeah, we're in here! Who's that?
It's Gene and Lucas. What did you find? Wow.
Would you look at that?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say we found the control room.
Well, we found it. Heard a noise and decided to investigate. Let us right here.
We also followed a noise, basically arrived at the same time.
Has anyone seen Todd and JR? Should I go back to knocking?
No need. We're here.
Anybody figure out how to work this thing yet? Or how to operate the lights at least?
Just got in. I barely had a chance to look around. Ah! Bright light! Bright light! What? Who flipped what switch?
Don't look at me.
Look at that.
What? Where?
In the middle of the room there. That's a pretty badass chair. It's like the ultimate lazy boy. A lazy man. But if it was designed by the same guy who programmed the computer sequence in the movie Hackers...
Thank God everyone knows what you're talking about, Rory.
It's a captain's chair.
All right, out of the way, ragtags. Time to lead us home.
Whoa, who exactly made you captain?
Look, sweetheart, let's not fog things up any more than they are. We need a captain. I'm the man for the job. No more fussing, all right?
First things first. Call me sweetheart again and I'll tear your eye out. Pop it into my mouth and savor the flavor for a few moments before I bite down and enjoy the creamy center.
I love this chick.
Secondly, I've been running this operation since minute one. If anyone is going to command this vessel, it's me.
Whoa. Let's get one thing straight. I take orders from just one person, me. You got that? I should pilot this bucket of bolts.
Maybe I should take the helm. After all, I did go to space camp.
Yeah, well, I saw the movie Space Camp, and you don't hear me bragging about it.
Look, kids, it's adorable that you think you're grown-ups, but when things go south, you'll be crying like sprats and begging Daddy to save you.
I think I'm going to be sick. Are you hearing yourself, Cal?
Look, it's not complicated. None of us have any real experience piloting spaceships, much as we love our fictional crafts. But I have more tactical experience than you...
Tactical experience? What military in the world would take you?
You goddamn bastard! Hey, you, give me those guns!
Hey, be careful with those. We don't know what they do.
I'll tell you exactly what they do. When I hold the end with the trigger thingy and point the big, wicked-looking, conical, nasty end at you, they get me in the captain's chair and reduce pig-headed scumbags to flesh dust.
Oh, hey, come on! I didn't mean anything by it.
You know nothing about me. I'm more qualified than... Just because I... Get away from the damn chair. Anybody else want to step up and challenge my rank?
I would like to formally withdraw my bid, Captain.
Yeah, Chain, that's all you.
This is amazing. I wish I had popcorn.
Jane, come on. You know this isn't the way to settle this. Put the guns down.
I am an exceptional recruit. They had no right.
What?
Oh, hell. What now?
Warning. Asteroid field detected along current heading. Change course at once. Collision with field in 2 minutes.
God, we're gonna die! Why are we always about to die?
Not good!
Look, we're in a bad way here! Just let me sit down and see if I can reroute us!
Take one step towards that chair and I'll put another hole in your face!
This is not the time for a pissing contest, dammit! Oh, this makes no sense! Why do we have to intervene now? When the asteroid was about to hit us yesterday, the computer was just able to automatically turn the ship! Computer, turn the ship!
Turn the ship. Slight course alteration. Collision with asteroid field still imminent.
What happened? Why did it do that?
That's it. I'm taking my seat.
Wait, she's only got one gun. Where's the other one?
Right here. Gasp! All right, now that's quite enough. Just let me captain this ship and get us out of danger. I don't want any of you to die. I'm just going to approach the chair and press the buttons on the armrest panel.
Get away from it, Cal.
These controls just extend the leg rest, apparently activate the cup holder. How does this work? Ship, change course! Take evasive action!
Get away from it, Cal!
Jane, Cal, please put the guns down. We're all in the middle of this. You could easily hit one of us.
I'm not dropping my gun until she drops hers.
Okay, I'm officially over this whole Reservoir Dogs thing. Can someone just please get us out of here?
Alert! Alert! Asteroid field proximity 3,000 miles and closing. Alert! Alert! Total destruction assured.
I'm telling you for the last time, Cal, get away from it!
You'll have to kill me first, Jane!
Don't make me do it!
Guys, this is gonna resolve nothing. Can we please just put the guns away and calm the hell down?
Alert! Alert! We are seriously close to being destroyed. I'm not even kidding you.
That's it! I've had enough!
Todd! No! I mean, no.
Oh my god! I am already at DEFCON 4, and what did I tell you about the goddamn no thing, Gene?
I humbly and sincerely apologize, Your Reverence. Now if you could just save us or something!
There! Now I'm sitting in the damn chair! Computer! Full stop!
Full stop. Crisis slightly averted.
Computer, set course in exact opposite direction of asteroid field.
Course laid in. Advise putting your foot on the gas.
Okay, make it...
Let me say it!
Go for it.
Computer, make it so.
Make it so? Oh, thanks, ship.
Pleasure is all mine, Captain.
What the hell?
I have no idea what just happened.
We're out of danger. We're not going to die!
Well, I don't know how that got so out of control. I'm sorry, everyone.
I almost got us all killed.
Don't worry about it. Why don't you and Cal just hand your guns to JR? JR, go secure them somewhere.
Sure. Thanks, Cal. Jane, I'll just get that from you if you don't mind.
What? Right, here.
You okay, Jane?
It's the Marines all over again.
What?
Nothing. I'm gonna go to my room thing, the sleep bubble, whatever. I guess you got the helm, Captain.
No, you can absolutely be the captain. I don't want the job.
No, it has to be you. You're our captain. You've got the perfect temperament. You keep your head in a crisis. And besides, the ship only responds to you. It was destined to be you.
Much as I hate to admit it, Todd, she makes a good point.
Is everybody okay with this?
Yeah, it's way too much pressure for me.
Aw, space camp was a joke.
Just please get us home.
I'm not calling you Captain Todd.
Well, if it helps us get back, then I'll do it.
Orders, Captain?
Beam us all back to Earth immediately!
Please define Earth.
Shit. Well, it was worth a shot.
With Todd firmly at the helm, have our heroes' chances of getting home improved or drastically declined? That remains to be seen as we traverse future chapters of Infinite Variations, which will probably involve more asteroids and pointless genre referencing.
Seriously, dude, you're on my last black nerve here.
Who the hell does Todd keep talking to?
Brought to you by Blogman's Beard Wax. Chubby is the new black.